With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The week ahead brings an update on the job market, and it may point to a slowdown in job creation.
Two employment reports are due this week, one from the private sector, the other a government assessment. Payroll processor ADP releases its April update Wednesday, expected to show America's employers added 110,000 jobs this month, down from 155,000 in March. The Labor Department checks in on Friday. Non-farm payrolls grew by 228,000 jobs last month. The forecast is for the addition of 130,000 this month, with the unemployment rate holding at 4.2%. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Jewish students faced more protests this past week on the campus of Yale. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says campus officials should take decisive action when faced with anti-Semitism.
Yale should threaten these protesters with arrest, not through any campus judicial proceeding, but by the New Haven Police Department. And if they cancel the permits for these demonstrations and make such threats, I think that you'll see some of these encampments go away soon.
Continetti made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. China lowering the minimum amount the tourists have to spend to get tax refunds as part of measures to boost consumption as its economy comes under pressure during the trade war with the U.S. Travelers can now apply for a tax refund if they spend just $27 at the same store on the same day and meet other requirements. All that begins today. Coal-fired power plants, long a money-losing proposition in this country, are becoming more valuable now. That's because suddenly strong demand for electricity from big tech companies has set off a sprint to find new energy sources, and coal is reliable. This is SRN News. A federal court has ruled against a Republican lawmaker from Maine who sued the state's Democratic House Speaker after being censured for a social media post about a transgender athlete. Representative Laurel Libby posted about a high school boy who won a girls' track competition. House Speaker Ryan Fecteau accused Libby of violating the state's ethics, legislative ethics code, and the Maine House of Representatives censured her in February. She filed suit arguing it violated her free speech. 80 years after the Holocaust, more than 200,000 Jewish survivors are still alive, but according to a new study, 70% of them will be gone within the next 10 years. Currently, the survivors' median age is 87, and more than 1,400 of them are over 100 years old. The Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany projects within 15 years, 90% of survivors will be gone. This is SRN News. A Texas court rules Austin can't enforce a law that bars police from citing and arresting people for small amounts of pot.
The state's 15th Court of Appeals overturning the decision by Travis County District Judge Jan Soifer, who had dismissed Attorney General Ken Paxton's lawsuit against Austin last year, saying there was no legal justification to try the case. The appeals court concludes the ordinance is preempted by state law. It is the second time this month the appeals court has ruled in favor of the state against ordinances that decriminalize marijuana. Jason Walker reporting.
A letter card penned by one of the Titanic's most well-known survivors from onboard the ship days before it sank has sold for $400,000 at auction. Archibald Gracie wrote, "It's a fine ship, but I shall await my journey's end before I pass judgment on her." This is SRN News.